My first question is, what do I talk about? I don't have anything particularly planned. Maharaj spoke exclusively on Hari Bhakti Vilas. Talk about. I can't necessarily talk about everything, or at least anything. Sort of my scope is restricted. But do you have anything to pry me with? I should just start talking. Do you have anything in mind, Ishanga, to what I should talk about? You just asked me to come here, but...
What we've been covering the last few days is a bit of strategic planning for the ministry. We're also looking at things like where we need to focus our directions. One of the things we were talking about was hermeneutics. Hermeneutics, and he sort of spoke about that a little bit. I think something... Inspiration,
well, when you ask someone to talk about their experience, that's very easy because it's always easy to talk about yourself. With Krishna there. Yeah. This crack in the wall is still there.
Yeah. It's not going to be worse,
so okay. Omigyanatimrandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jina tasmaya shri guruve namaha. Hare Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Well, that's my experience. I was thinking I moved in the temple in 1973 and end of April, sometimes summer, I got first initiation, and I'm just thinking when exactly there we got initiation, happened pretty quick. So probably by fall I got second initiation, and that was in Montreal temple. And you know, the deities we had at that time were Jagannath, just still. Jagannath and a picture of Panchatattva. Gornitai, and Nimwood Gornitai came, may have come there, may have come when we already moved a little down the street. This was in a bowling alley, actually. This is where Prabhupada was there from 1969 on. When he went to Montreal, he probably stayed there for quite a few months, and it was a good place. It's still there. It's above a place called Pines Pizza. And I went there a few years back. Pines Pizza is still there, and above it is there. I don't know what's above it. And then when we finally got our own place, which is the current temple, then we had Jagannath and Gornitai, and they were on the other end of the temple room to where the deities are now, and Radha Manohar, I think so, Radha Manohar, very beautiful deities, and Jagannath is there, and then there's a single Jagannath, if you see a picture. Srila Prabhupada was here when the president and asked Srila Prabhupada whether on the altar whether they could just have one big Jagannath instead of Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra, and he said it was all right. And of course the little deities are in front of him. And he's who they take on Rath Yatra, big deities. And my first experience was I got trained to do deity worship by Urvasi Devidasi, who was the then temple president's wife. And so ever since then I did deity worship. That was there in Montreal. From there I went to Winnipeg, where I was the only Brahmin. So that meant that there, artiks were done. You could do RT and cooking by first initiates, but dressing was only by Brahmin. So that means I dressed deities. It was Gornitai. These were paper mache deities that Govinda Dasi made. She made five. One was in Chicago. No, they went to Chicago. Anyway, this was there. And and they were, I worshipped morning and evening. I dressed them every day until, I guess I can't remember who, but someone else came along and became second initiate. And there's about 15 of us in the temple. So I was a temple president and I was doing that. And then even when I go on Sankirtan, I'd have to come back. I think I had to come back for lunch to put him to sleep and then wake them up again also. And my first experience with Radhakrishna was when that temple then moved to Minneapolis, and from Minneapolis then we went to Chicago, and Gornitai came with us. And Kishore Kishori were the deities in Chicago. And they were the first deities. I actually didn't really dress them. I continued dressing Gornitai, but I used to make the garlands all the time. Chicago was really great because devotees would go to the flower market and they would get these phenomenal boxes on Fridays of flower market was closed Saturday, Sunday, so whatever was left at the end of Friday. So we get big boxes full of gardenias, and all kinds of tuberose, stephanotis. And that was my real first experience, a very enjoyable experience of making garlands for the deities. So I usually make them in the morning during japa, end of the japa period, or sometimes I think I would make them late at night before I'm speaking loud enough late at night before going to sleep. And and from Chicago then I went, different circumstances took me first to Dallas, and then from there, where I just, I was sort of at a distance from Radha Kalachandri. I got very attached to Kishore Kishori. They were sort of my first deities that I really considered my Ishtadevas. And then I went to the UK, and that was in 1980. And now, for the, I guess about 20 years, I was in the UK all the time, and now I'm in Hungary all the time. I travel, I visit the UK, and before then I used to visit Hungary. And even when I was leaving the UK, Satsup Maharaj was my sannyas guru. I asked him about worshipping deities. He wasn't so keen, except Prabhupada said sannyasi shouldn't worship deities. But since I remember that on his bus he used to have Gornitai deities also, he wasn't in such a strong position. So I got beautiful Nimwa deities. I don't know if you've seen pictures of them. I traveled and worshipped them for many, many years. Now because I also have Radha Damodar, so I can't do both. And, you know, when you're traveling, and then on top of that I've got my computer. which became my most frequented daily that I'm using, unfortunately. So you got to carry that as well. And so now, really, Gornikai and Radha Damodar, you could say, are my deities that I worship. And then Hungary, Radha Shyama Sundar, are the Ishtadevs. And my experience with the deities was that's what I've done ever since. Practically, I joined Krishna consciousness. Aside from book distribution, it's probably given the most intense spiritual experiences, best sort of learning experience. And in one sense, I think it made me a little more aware of the need for maintaining a proper standard of deity worship, which I have to say is not necessarily ISKCON's forte. In some parts it is, but in many parts our standard of deity worship is